Birth, the Grand Division, Chapter 10. Good evening, Channel 5 viewers. My name is Shelley LaSalle, and tonight we are bringing you the 7th program about the Earth changes that are happening around us. This week, there were 4 more volcanic eruptions and 125 earthquakes over 5.0 on the metric tensor scale. Recent reports that these quakes are caused by fracking, which is a process of injecting high-pressure acid into geological formations with low porosity to allow the oil and gas to flow to the hole drilled from the surface, have been thoroughly debunked. The quakes are coming from a depth of at least 40 miles and as deep as 150 miles. Fracking takes place no deeper than 2 miles and covers an area no larger than a football field. Activists are often bought and paid for by bureaucrats trying to extort money from states for an international agenda of wealth redistribution from developed countries to developing countries. The real cause of the increase in frequency and intensity of these earthquake events has been linked to the union of the polarity described in the president's address. Officials with the White House have issued a preparedness advisory for people to begin adding to their personal food and water storage. For questions about what you should store and how much you should store, go to the website on your screen. Scientists at Jet Propulsion Laboratories are struggling to accelerate the launch of new probes designed to monitor the Earth's magnetosphere and the alignment of the poles. Hopefully, these probes will be in orbit by the end of the month, but the European Space Agency cannot confirm the availability of a launch engine in that amount of time. The Secretary of NASA has reported that no launch vehicle will be ready from a U.S. program for at least 2 years, as the budget for launches was completely scrubbed by the previous administration. He reportedly stated that even if they had the budget, the trained staff capable of building and launching such a mission was dismissed in department-wide cutbacks. Also exclusively on Channel 5 TV is the weekly report on Islamic terrorism around the world. This week, there were another 1,232 people killed and nearly 2,000 injured in 53 countries around the world, all perpetrated by Islamic jihadists. There have been nearly 28,000 killed and over 30,000 people injured in the last 12 months. The acceleration of the reversal of the union of the polarity, which involves the dividing of the human race, is now irrefutable. This is Shelley LaSalle asking you to follow News Channel 5 on Twitter and Facebook to stay current with the latest information. Remember, if you missed any of the programs in this series, they are posted at our website, channel5tv.com. This series is designed to keep you informed so you can be prepared. Remember, if news happens, we will break in to inform you. Thank you and good night, said Shelley, as she held her unblinking gaze until the red light went out on the camera. What? Asked Shelley, goading the station director. Why do you push that preparedness crap? You know people will panic and flood the stores like it's going to snow or something, he said. You wanted ratings. I wanted to make sure the people can survive this coming cataclysm, she said, stacking her notes together for the folder for the week's broadcasts. News is entertainment, Shelley, not news, he said. Everyone plays the same thing. That's the way it is. That's the way it was, she said, or that's the way the media moguls that own all the news sources want it to be. But there's no time for that game. It is time we were leaders. People trust us. Look at the market share numbers for the last 2 months, she said, pointing to the program manager's screen in the other room. Now, tell me about entertainment. What do the sponsors say? She asked. The sponsors don't run this station, he said. Yeah? Well, maybe that's your problem. This is a for-profit venture, not a propaganda outlet, she spat back at the director. Shelley stood up and walked toward her locker to pick up her purse and light jacket. She had an appointment tonight with Abdullah, and she did not want to be late. Besides, she did not want to be pushed into saying something that sounded like she was pulling rank. The elevator was fast, and in a minute she had her hand on the door of her new midnight blue BMW 4 Series coupe. The door automatically sensed her proximity, matched it with her body heat signature, and unlocked the door. She placed her purse on the passenger seat as she sat down and closed the door. The seat moved to the preset position, and the mirrors moved into the position she had programmed into the car when she'd bought it. Cash. She pressed the button on the dash, and the engine silently started and went through its fuel management sequence to a perfect blend with the atmospheric pressure of Southern California. She backed out of her space in the garage below the building and began driving for the security gate exit. As soon as the car had a view of the sky, her Sirius XM radio would connect, and before long, would soon be accelerating up the freeway on-ramp 2 blocks away and heading for Occidental Square in downtown L.A. It was a 30-minute drive from Ventura in the best traffic, and Los Angeles had not experienced that in years. She decided to open the sunroof, crank the music up a little, and take the 101 through Thousand Oaks. It was always good weather in L.A., and traffic was nearly bumper to bumper, moving at close to 70 miles an hour. It seemed like it was always rush hour, but natives knew how to run close and fast. People rarely change lanes anymore due to the many motorcycles splitting lanes and running 80. It was insane, but legal in Southern California. Once she was in the fast lane, she decided to stay there all the way to I-5, which she would take south into downtown. There was no sense in setting the cruise control, as driving under these conditions required one's full attention. Her hands-free cell phone muted the radio and began to connect. The ring started, and then abruptly stopped. "Hello," said Shelley as she reached up to rock the switch that would close the sunroof. "Hello," she said, extending the last syllable. "This is Shelley," she said. The only thing that came over the speakers was a kind of dash, and then a few beeps. "Huh, they must have hung up," she said out loud. She pressed the button on the wheel to hang up the connection. "They'll call back," she said, trying to scan through the recent calls on the screen to see who it was that had tried to call. No caller ID. "That's crap. I have all the robocallers blocked on this phone," she said, irritated. "Not interested," she said loudly as she tapped the volume arrow on the steering wheel up a few notches for the music. She reopened the sunroof so the cool California air could circulate through the cabin. She liked the new car smell, but this was a close second to convertible, which would have left her hair a mess for her real boss. The series they had been working on was slowly building market share as people searched for answers as to why Earth was acting so crazy, and why they were waking up in the wee hours of the morning, lost and afraid. She felt the steering wheel wiggle, just a little bit in her loose grip. She could hear a helicopter high over the 101 and reminisced for a moment about her months in the traffic chair of the Channel 5 helicopter. She felt the car begin to lose power, and she flashed her eyes to the fuel gauge. It read full. She pressed down on the accelerator, but nothing happened. She turned on her blinker and looked in her mirrors to see if it was clear to head for the emergency lane on the right-hand side of the freeway. Suddenly, the car lurched forward with all the power the engine could muster. She took her foot off the pedal, but it didn't stop the car from reaching 100 miles an hour almost instantly. She laid on the horn and did her best to miss the car in front of her. She tapped the brake with her foot, but it had no effect at all. She stood on the brake pedal with both feet, but it felt like the car was only going faster. She reached up and pressed the stop button on the dashboard, but it only blinked at her. Again, she swerved to miss another car and then a truck. She flicked her eyes down for a moment and saw the needle go past 130. In her panic, she could not reason why the car would not respond to her commands. "Holy shit," she screamed. "What the hell is wrong with you?" she yelled as she shook her hands against the steering wheel. A right-hand curve was coming up, but there were cars in all lanes except the emergency lane on the far left. She slammed the wheel over to the left and nearly slid against the cement dividing wall. It was close, really close. The first cars ahead saw her headlights coming and tried to move over for her. But only the first few cars could see her. She braced to go around the curve at twice the posted speed limit. At first, it felt like the car was going to hold the turn, but there was loose gravel in the emergency lane. The car slid against the dividing wall, sending a shower of sparks behind her. It made a sound like someone dragging a steel file across her teeth. Her eyes shook in her head, and she tried to focus on the small space between the wall and the cars in the fast lane to her right. It wasn't enough. The front tire blew out as the rough cement divider ground away at the aluminum 18-inch wheels into the bead of the tire. She remembered the shutter as the car turned onto the driver's door. Overhead could be heard a helicopter leaning forward, heading for Edwards Air Force Base.